Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 3rd. Tesla is building a new lithium lab in Sparks, Nevada, according to a building permit obtained by Electrek. As the company made clear at their recent Investor Day, much of their focus is to scale production to 10 times their current capacity by the end of the decade. We now learn that Tesla is building a new lithium lab in Nevada as part of the effort. It isn't located at Tesla's Gigafactory in Nevada, which itself is being expanded, but instead the company is building what they refer to as a Tesla lithium lab in the town of Sparks, just outside of Reno. Tesla has been getting into the lithium business in different ways. It's building a new lithium refinery in Corpus Christi, Texas, as one example. This facility is expected to pioneer a new processing technique to turn lithium into battery-grade lithium hydroxide. Separately, Tesla has been talking about mining lithium in Nevada with a new technique, but the company hasn't talked much about that effort since first announcing it in 2020. Tesla has again started taking orders on the Model 3 long range in the U.S. after it was missing for nearly 9 months, and it might be using lithium iron phosphate battery cells like the Model 3 standard range, or it might be using a new chemistry based off of lithium iron phosphate. We're not entirely sure. The car is now listed as having 325-plus miles of range as compared to the previous 358 miles, and it's now listed as receiving only $3,750 from the U.S. EV tax credit. This appears to be the result of the vehicle using battery source from China, pointing to lithium iron phosphate from CATL. But then again, the new vehicle feature detail says that it could be a better choice for cold weather usage, which doesn't exactly describe that chemistry. Whether these batteries are or are not, this new model does create a pricing ladder for buyers, because while the long range and performance differ in upfront price by $6,000, the post-incentive pricing is only $2,250 more for the performance trim. And with the additional $3,750 U.S. federal tax credit, that long-range Model Y is tantalizingly close to the cost parity. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak has had some harsh words for Tesla's self-driving effort, and he said in an interview that people who want to study AI trying to kill you should get a Tesla. The engineer has been critical of Tesla's efforts in the past, and it seems that hasn't changed. During a new CNN interview, Wozniak said, quote, "I actually believe those things, and it's not even close to reality. And boy, if you want to study an AI gone wrong and taking a lot of claims and trying to kill you every chance it gets, then get a Tesla." Now, while the words "trying to kill you" is a little harsh, the famed engineer isn't wrong in the fact that there are issues with Tesla's full self-driving beta, which have resulted in accidents. Truly, these features and the beta program in general are in a funny place. Tesla is indeed banking on the future of autonomy, and literally promising this to investors and customers alike, but at the moment Tesla has the benefit of waivers and contracts that lay any and all blame in the hands of the individual driver. Perhaps there is no other way to achieve their goal, but from those people who are on the outside looking in, the program definitely looks like it has major flaws. Rivian has just announced that its 2023 model year R1S SUV has been awarded the Top Safety Pick Plus from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The SUV joins the pickup truck from Rivian in obtaining the organization's top honor. To date, Rivian's vehicles have faced 5 safety recalls, the most recent coming in February, involving the passenger airbags for both vehicles. Still, current Rivian owners are the most satisfied customers in the premium EV segment, according to J.D. Power. The automaker recently dethroned the 2022 leader, which was Tesla. Per Rivian, all R1S models built after January of 23 carry that Top Safety Pick Plus award from the nonprofit. After deliveries of its only electric vehicle falling in the first quarter, Porsche says that production is due to have a very steep ramp up. Porsche delivered 9,151 Taycan electric models in the first quarter of 23, which was down 3% from the previous year. The drop comes despite Porsche's overall deliveries rising 18% year-over-year to over 80,700 vehicles. As a result, Porsche's total electric vehicle share fell by 11.4% compared to nearly 14% in the previous year. According to Porsche's CFO, Lutz Meschke, the shrinking EV share is, quote, "only caused by supply chain disruptions and limited parts availability," which is an issue that they say has since been resolved. He added that Porsche is very confident that it will reach its EV share target of around 14% in 2023. After previously hinting at some upgrades to come, Volvo has shared details of its 2024 model year of the C40 and XC40 Recharge EVs. By developing a new motor in-house, Volvo is delivering expanded powertrain variants, all promising improved range. The new and more efficient 185-kilowatt rear motor also leaves additional room on the platform for an 82-kilowatt-hour battery pack. As a result, the rear-wheel drive versions of the C40 Recharge and XC40 Recharge can deliver up to 297 and 293 miles of EPA range, respectively. The larger 82-kilowatt-hour pack allows for charge rates of up to 200 kilowatts, which Volvo states equates to recharging 10 to 80% in approximately 28 minutes. In today's community comment found on YouTube, RJ8U says, "Is it me, or is Rivian just copying Tesla in every way possible?" Well, RJ, it certainly could be seen that way. Rivian has their own charging network, over-the-ear updates, exterior cameras, they sell directly, and of course they're making an electric vehicle in the first place. Really, similar things could be said for many electric automakers, and would it really be the wrong thing to do? Tesla has cut a path that others can now run on, so why forge ahead with something totally new? Some companies are doing that, like Aptera, but for them the journey is even harder. If I were making an electric car company, I would copy Tesla in every way that I could, other than trying to make a compelling and segmented product. But all the back-end stuff, the support, the financials, all that I could possibly muster, yeah, I would totally copy Tesla. This isn't a terribly new strategy in the auto market. For many years, the Japanese have been copying Toyota left and right, and only recently has that become a terrible idea. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.